Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, the ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host. I am glad to be here tonight, and I'm glad that you tune in as well. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. And God is good all the time. Even when we are in the midst and don't feel him in his presence, we don't think that he's there. He's right there by our side. Every moment he's there by our side. Well, tonight I am going to start off with announcement, and then later I will talk or give you some words of encouragement. There is a save the date that I want you to definitely please, as of tomorrow, August the 17th, it will be 1 month before our 19th anniversary. So please save the date. We will get a flyer to you soon. She will be getting that flyer to you sometime by the end of the week. But save that date, September 17th. At 10 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we will be having a workshop for our anniversary. And you can dress casual. Casual meaning you can, if you want to come in jeans with a t-shirt, it's going to be completely casual and comfortable. But next year, our 20th, we're going to get down. We're going to have it at a big location, and we're going to get dressed up to celebrate our 20th year. But this 19-year anniversary, come casual as you want to. No, I wouldn't. Do not wear any shorts. I mean, you can even wear jeans with torn-out jeans, but don't wear any shorts. But anything else, you know, that is presentable. Casual and comfortable. If you want to, our colors are purple and silver. If you have something that is purple and silver, you can add those colors, but you are not required to wear. And this workshop anniversary is not just for widows. It's for anyone that who has lost a special loved one It's also your friends and family. And you know one thing? During the last year, I know that you have been around and you may have gone to a funeral or supported another widow in some kind of way. And you heard about your down-the-street neighbor or at your church or wherever you associate with others. I know that you can bring one or two widows with you. So please just don't come by yourself. Bring other widows and others who have lost, especially dealing with losses. So just know that this anniversary is not just for widows. We are there to encourage and help all of you get through this time in your life. And the workshop is going to be a great workshop. Like I say, it's and we're going to start at 10 a.m. We're going to have a Of course, we always serve food, but we're going to do it a little bit different this time. So I'll tell you more later how we're going to serve the food and what other things that we're going to have. And exactly, we're thinking about, we're not sure exactly what location in the church yet. They are deciding which they still want us to continue to sort of social distance. So when we have these tables, we're not going to put everybody at the table. We're going to spread you out. So you can feel comfortable, and you must mask up. So we want that you to continue to do that as well. So please save the date, September 17th at 10 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, and you will receive a flyer soon. And I will send that flyer by email. And if your email doesn't work, please notify me and let me know how we can get it to you. Yeah, I'm sure we can get it to you by text, but we want to email it because it's easier for us to do so. Uh-oh, just a minute. Okay. And let me see. So that's the big thing that we want you to save that day for. Also, I sent a text out to you this Monday. I mentioned it many times that we was going to have a gathering for August. And I sent you a text of the place, location, and everything. I'm going to go over it. I hope that you will make an effort to come and then bring someone with you. It's just getting together, and we are going to be put into our room, and we're only going to have one server, so we won't have people all over the place. So we're going to have a private room where we're going to enjoy this luncheon on this coming Saturday, that's August 20th, at 11:30. I say sharp on that because I don't want you to straggle in at 12 o'clock. We would like for you to get there early enough so we can be able to enjoy. We only have a two-hour window in that room, so please come. Only a two-hour window, so if you come at 12 or after, you're gonna miss something. So please be on, so we can also order our meals on time together. I know that there's traffic and so forth will delay you maybe by 10 or 15 minutes, but please try to be there as early as possible. Leave early so you can get there on time. The name of the restaurant is Magnolia Room Cafeteria. It serves finest authentic comfort food, soul food, a little bit of everything. And I've eaten there many times, and I know other people have eaten there as well, and they've enjoyed the food. The food is good, and it's fresh as well. And it's located in the text now. I sent the text, so look for your text. And it's important that you open these texts when I send it to you because it's information that I'm trying to get to you. It's located at 4450 Hugh Howard Road, and that's Tucker, Georgia. So it's not exact, it's not far. I know some of you live in different parts of Atlanta, and it might be a little bit longer for you to get there. It's kind of always hard to find something that where everybody lives, but this is easy to get to. And also it has parking as well. So it's an easy access into the restaurant as well as the parking. So Magnolia Room Cafeteria, and at 11:30 a.m. on this coming Saturday. And if you need me to send it to you again, call me or anything. But I also ask you to please RSVP by Thursday noon, because we need a count. Some of you have already answered me, but please. And then you can bring someone. It's okay. So if you don't drive and you want somebody to drive you there, it's okay. So it's not, it's for widows, but it's for widows only. So just knowing that if you need to have someone to bring you there, it is okay. We want to fellowship together. Just like you had fun at Callaway Gardens, it wasn't always all widows. It was friends, family, and whoever. Anyway, let me see what else on. I think that's all I need to share as far as our gathering on this coming Saturday. And going back to our anniversary, our theme is Trust God in the Middle of the Storm. Our scripture reads, it's coming from Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times. Yes, we must trust him. Because of things that are going on, we definitely need to trust him. And like I say, it's been kind of scary. It's really scary watching the news, the things that are happening, things that you never heard before. And it's unbelievable. Unreal. Okay. There are more details that will be discussed about our anniversary coming up sooner. But like I said, as of tomorrow, it's going to be 30 days, 1 month, for you to help us to bring as many people in at our church for our anniversary. Just knowing that we're going to be social distancing somewhat in wherever location we have it at. And then we will wear a mask. We're going to continue to mask up. And if you have any questions for me, you know my number. Text me. But try not to text me on the group text, because people don't like, you keep receiving texts over text. It's a little annoying sometimes. So go and text me from my number. And like I said, I am always available to answer your text. And if you want to email me, you can email me also. I read my email every day. Well, tonight, look what time it is. It is 10:13. I hope that all of you are doing fine. I'm putting my fan on in here. It's a little warm in this room. So excuse me. But another thing I want to mention too before, they're not saying it as much on TV now, but COVID-19 is still out there. A lot of my family members have experienced this in the past week. So just continue to be careful. I know everybody has their mask off now and everywhere you go. But just be mindful and careful. It's out there. I have very close relatives who really still in the quarantine stage. And some of them were very ill, even though they took the vaccine. So just knowing that it's still out there, and be very, very careful. And in your prayers, pray for my family, for healing and getting through this time in their lives. Well, we're going to talk we're going to talk about how Jesus would feel, more or less wants to say to us. This is from a book of Experience Hope Through His Present, Jesus Today. And this is how we feel that Jesus would speak to us in this way today. So that's what the author. Give your entire attention to what I am doing right now. This is like Jesus talking to you. So pretty much you want to, how we go about life now, we want to always know that Jesus is there with us. He's in our present. He keeps us sometimes from accident. He keeps us from different things. I know many of our families are going through things. We have gone through things, but Jesus is still in the midst. And he's saying, give your entire attention to what I am doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or what may not happen tomorrow. This sounds so simple, but it goes against the grain of human nature, against the strong desire to feel in control. Mankind longs to be able to forecast the future, but some people peddle their expertise in the area to make money. But the future belongs to me. So you don't need to worry about it. I know we don't supposed to worry. Cast your cares to the Lord. But sometimes when our family members or friends or whatever is going through something, it does tend to make us have anxiety or worry about the situation. But try not to stay in that same, in that present. You have to get yourself out of that with his word and being strong and believing that they will get through it and you will get through it as well. Trying not to think about something is usually ineffective and counterproductive. The effort to stop thinking about the matter keeps you chained to those thoughts. However, you can break free from focusing your attention on me and on what I am doing in your life. And sometimes we do get so worried and uptight about something. Sometimes when we can't hear God when he wants to speak to us because we are worrying and caught up in our feelings about whatever might be going on. However, you can break free from focusing your attention on me and on what I am doing in your life. I am your living Savior, and I am always doing new things. What keeps most people chained to the future thoughts is that their fear of what happens, what tomorrow may bring, and that is very true. Because I know we all go through things, but the members of my family who are going through have COVID. You just don't expect that. You're saying, you're praying and think if everything is going to be all right, and they, that he will never let any of these diseases or virus or something hit our family. But just knowing that prayer works. You must pray with all your might. Pray without ceasing and believing that God is a healer and he'll get them through it. But remember this, I will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So that is everything that you deal with, not some things, but everything that you deal with. He is a way maker. He, just like the song that I play, a way maker, he's a way maker. He's a healer. He's a promise keeper. He's all those things. Don't give up on him in any way. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Our God is a good God. In Matthew 6:34, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captured and recover of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." And Isaiah 42:9 says, "See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you." And Psalms 33:20-22, "We are depending on God. He is everything we need. What's more, our heart brims with joy because we have taken for our own his holy name." Now listen to this. "Love us, God, with all you got. That's what we are depending on. God wants us to do just that. Speak to him. Speak to him clearly. Love us, God, with all you got. That's what we are depending on. And yes, we depending on his strength. We dependent on his healing. We depending that he is a way maker. He's a promise keeper. Our heart does get broken sometimes, but no matter what, we must keep the faith and believe that we can depend on him for everything. Not something, but everything. And he's right there by our side. So in the midst of our storm, in the midst of our tears, in the midst of our worries, in the midst of our health, in the midst of financial, whatever the situation is, we can depend on our Father God to be there with us in every way we can, because I know that you all have experienced something in your life or during the week or last month or whenever. But God is still there. He's still on the throne and he's in control. We must believe that. We must have faith. Keep the faith and keep walking and believing that God is real. He is our waymaker. He is our healer. He is our promise keeper. So just know that God will never leave you, not forsake you. And there is one more thing that I want to, just one second here, wanted to say to you guys. This is a quote from someone. God's word says that there's no hopeless situation. Illness, marriage, financial, our hope is the anchor of our soul, the confidence, hope of Jesus Christ's return. He's going to return. He's going to be there for us. You know what he promised us. He will come back and he will return. But we must get ourselves together and get ready for him whenever he's coming back. I know many of us right now want to say, I hope that he comes back right now, because I'm tired of all these things that are happening. I know, how much more can we bear? How much more can we hear? It's awful what's happening in the world and how people are allowing other people to do things and nothing is happening to them. I know you want to say, why are these evil people not being being taken care of or whatever? I know we have all our negative thoughts, some good thoughts or whatever, but just know that God is still in control. Even though sometimes we don't feel him or think that he's there, he's there. You'll still hear. And you're still here, and he's still blessing you in many ways. So he's going to get us through all of this, but we must keep the faith. Keep walking. Walk by faith, and not by sight. And that is all I have as far as my inspirational message tonight. But just know that the next chapter is trying to get to a, and being, I ask God to enlarge our ministry, enlarge myself, to do his will. So we are going in a different, we're going in a direction to really do more and help you more and help others. So just knowing that we are working month by month and trying to do those things. So, but we want to see you. We want to see you again. So there are two ways to see you. Is to see you on Saturday and also to see you at our anniversary. It's like we said, we're going to social distance and also wear a mask. Come together and let's see each other and celebrate our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Just knowing that it is good to be around people who, you know, you encourage each other. You encourage another widow. You encourage someone else that have had a loss. It is good to see each other and worship and celebrate each the next chapter, as well as knowing that God is in the midst of this and we are going forth. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through the storm. Just like our theme says, trust God in the middle of the storm. And that's exactly what we have to do. Because I know there's a lot of, every week we've gotten a lot, we're getting a lot of storm. We're getting through it. Boy, it's scary. I don't like thunder and lightning. I'm from the country where mom, once the thunder and lightning starts, no TV, no cell phone or nothing, you got to keep still. Sit still. Be still. And really, it's been a lot lately. The other night, boy, the weather was pretty bad the other night as well. It's been happening a lot, and I think we're going to have more. So we definitely got to be prayed up and asking God to protect us. So that is all I have tonight. Be blessed, and please RSVP. I'm going to be up until 12 o'clock tonight. If you want to RSVP to me tonight, say you are going to be there on Saturday, please do. If you have a question, I am going to be up. So that is all I have. I am after starting, let me see, I think it's going to probably be the month of October. It might be some in September too. We're going to have a lot of guest speakers. And I need you. Who wants to come on and help me? I'm not going to do this every Tuesday by myself. I need help. I need, if you have suggestions to someone that you can say that will be good to be on and help me out for a few episodes, and you want to do, I have a subject matter that I can talk about that you think that will encourage others, please do. I am not doing this by myself this year. I need your help, and I am going to be working on getting others to bring information that will encourage us. I have a list of things. I don't have it together all together, but there's some things that as seniors and people, you know, that you need to know about changes, our benefits, I'll be bringing those things to you as well. Be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night, and I hope to see you on Saturday.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is our world.